Hello, I'm Nathan Schubert. Here is your news for Sunday, December 22nd. A former Owen Sound mayor, educator, and community leader has passed. Stu Taylor died Friday at Chapman House after a short battle with pancreatic cancer. He was 77 years old. He was an Owen Sound city councilor from 1983 to 1994 and mayor from 1995 to 2001 when he was appointed Justice of the Peace. A cremation has taken place, and family and friends are invited to a come-and-go visitation in his memory at the Brian E. Wood Funeral Home in Owen Sound next Friday from 2 till 5 p.m. Owen Sound is partnering with the Scenic City Order of Good Cheer to revitalize the splash pad at Kelso Beach at Nawash Park. This $500,000 project aims to replace the existing over 25-year-old playground and renew the 15-year-old splash pad facilities at the park with a focus on inclusivity. The order pledged a minimum of $250,000 towards the project, with five annual donations of $50,000 starting in 2025. There will be public engagement as part of the design process, which is scheduled for next year, and construction in 2026. The 2024 Bruce County Spark Program is awarding support to help boost local tourism. At the end of November, local entrepreneurs took part in the 6th annual Spark Program, where five finalists pitched their innovative and sustainable tourism ideas. Three winners were selected to receive mentorship and a $3,000 grant to bring their concepts to the next level. The recipients for this year include Rebecca Walsh for her September Artisan Market concept in Sabal Beach, Evan Walker-Ertle of Saugeen Glassworks and Saugeen First Nation, and Lisa Holland for her Kayakomat concept in Kincardine. Mount Pleasant Cemetery is now home to a new columbarium. The installation has 48 niches that is made entirely of Canadian-sourced granite and was manufactured in Ontario. Each niche can accommodate two cremation urns, giving families options to memorialize their loved ones. This is the second columbarium to be installed to the cemetery, the first of which was installed in 2019. On to national news. In the wake of recent shootings at Jewish schools, the federal government is planning to hold a national forum to combat anti-Semitism in the country. According to media reports, the Department of Justice announced on Friday the forum will be held in Ottawa in February to discuss the growing public safety threat of anti-Semitism. The Justice Minister, Attorney General, and the Minister and Associate Minister of Public Safety will co-chair the forum next year. Federal, provincial, and municipal leadership, along with law enforcement and prosecutors, will also be in attendance. And after a month-long strike, Canada Post is continuing to ramp up its operations, and the Postal Service expects that most of its backlog of deliveries will be cleared before Christmas. According to media reports, Canada Post workers returned to the job on Tuesday after they were ordered by the Canada Industrial Relations Board to end the countrywide strike. The Crown Corporation said its network became fully operational on Wednesday afternoon. Despite the ramp-up in operations, the Postal Service is warning of delays that could continue into early next year. In sports, in the NHL, Toronto lost to New York 6-3. Canada's World Junior team beat Sweden 4-2. Owen Sound Attack goaltender Carter George is a member of Team Canada. Meanwhile, in the PJHL, Mount Forest beat Goderich 9-5, and Walkerton beat Mitchell 5-4. And in the Ontario Elite Hockey League, Saugeen Shores beat Creemore 5-4, Ripley beat Lucknow 7-3, and Durham beat Georgian Bay 5-3. You can find more sports over on the Grey Bruce Remax Realty Sports page.